Laika Ahmed recently moved to the U.S. from Britain. She is pregnant with her second child and is hoping to have a vaginal delivery, but she worries about it. Some of her friends have complained that American doctors are too quick to choose surgery.
I have my daughter in England, and they disagree with C-sections unless they are life-threatening. I mean, there's no other option left, and you're in a life-threatening situation.
Ahmed's fears are not unwarranted. In 2007, one in three babies born in the U.S. were delivered by C-section. That's more than in most industrialized countries. In the developing world, the number of C-sections has also spiked. The World Health Organization reports that in Asia, one in four babies is born by cesarean. The WHO estimates that only 15% of deliveries require a C-section. But some doctors in the U.S. say they have to be extra careful.
Because in this litigious society, you don't want to have a bad ending.
Dr. Mutaha Fauzia practices obstetrics in Virginia. She says doctors should stop performing C-sections for non-medical reasons because the risk to the mother with each cesarean increases. The uterus could rupture and cause fatal hemorrhaging. Repeated C-sections can also cause abnormalities in the placenta, which feeds the fetus during pregnancy. Dr. Fauzia says last year, 86% of her patients delivered vaginally. She says some medical practices increase the likelihood of having to resort to surgery.
If you rupture the membranes, you end up into doing a C-section most of the time I saw. So what I did, I started doing less pelvic exams. Because if the membranes are intact, the head rotates. And so, but it takes a long time. And I have it now, at times waited 8 hours. You cannot even believe. 8 hours after full dilatation. And ended up into having a normal delivery.
In the U.S., there is another reason why so many women have their babies by cesarean section. Many delay childbearing until their 30s or 40s when it is more difficult to deliver vaginally. But the biggest increase in demand for C-sections is coming from women in their 20s. Dr. Fauzia says she tries to stay calm when her patients are in pain and are urging her to do a C-section. Vishnu Priya delivered her first child vaginally. She says it was possible only because her doctor did not get impatient.
She waited so long, telling to me, no, you can do it. Just push the baby. And finally I had my baby, and it was normal. And she's here now, 2.5 years.
Amnesty International has called the increase in cesarean sections a maternal health care crisis. The organization says President Obama should act now.
We're urging President Obama and Kathleen Sebelius, the head of the Health and Human Services Department, to open an office of maternal health that would produce evidence-based guidelines so that we don't have C-section rates which are more than twice what the World Health Organization requires or mandates.
A panel convened by the U.S. National Institutes of Health said the number of initial C-sections should be reduced, but it did not issue specific guidelines. For Vidushi Sinha, Elizabeth Lee, VOA News.